It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus in on the fans' favorites, their favorites to ever watch wearing the green and white. Lakeland Public Television news anchor and current Beaver football PA announcer Dennis Wyman joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Dennis Wyman played inside linebacker for the Beavers from 1985 to 1988. Some of his favorites to watch came from his time playing at Chet Anderson Stadium. He has one favorite from offense and one from defense.
Well, John Gronsky, a running back from the late 80s, was an outstanding running back that made a lot out of a little, as the coaches would say. Not the fastest guy on the team, certainly not the fastest running back. In fact, we had some linemen that were a little faster, to be honest with you, when you run 40-yard dashes. But in the game, when someone was chasing him, John always said, "Nobody, you know, put somebody behind me chasing me, I run a lot faster." I think he still holds the all-time single-game rushing record of 300-plus yards. He also had a couple of 200-plus-yard games, I think, and just probably the next guy that will go in the Hall of Fame for Bemidji State. Real gamer. When the ball was snapped, nobody was tougher at running back, and he broke so many tackles and just great vision, hit the hole hard, just had it all except that elite speed. In fact, I think some scouts from the NFL came in and were looking at their stopwatches a second time when they timed them. But he's a great running back, one of the great running backs in BSU history.
He also had a favorite to watch and play with on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, Matt Wellemson, defensive lineman from the mid-80s. He was a senior when I was a sophomore. Started the 1 year with him for some games, and he'd wreck offenses. Defensive lineman probably should have been playing at least a level up, maybe a couple of levels up. I came from California, I believe. Just had it all, and he would just take over games on the defensive line for us back then. Back then, for a defensive lineman, he was probably 235, 240. Real quick, kind of like those Viking linemen from the 70s, nowadays they would pale in size compared to some of the guys, but he had it all, and real long arms, great technique, vicious competitor. He and I also do a little boxing in the off season, and he never had boxed before. I had done a little bit before. But he had no experience, and he had some great success as a heavyweight boxer in town, too, as a Golden Gloves.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.